I was aware of Title IX. I wasn't sure. I didn't understand the legalities of it. All I knew was now, instead of being told, no, you can't play because you're a girl, which I ran into repeatedly in my younger days, now I knew that I was going to be able to play, but I didn't know what the scope of that meant.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read very briefly what the essence of the law states and then let you explain in some more detail. No person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance.
So simple. So eloquent. I mean, it can still almost bring tears to my eyes.
Wow. Why?
My life has been guided by those words. Everything that I've done personally from a sporting perspective and professionally has been guided by that.
That was the opening of the door, the opportunity?
That's exactly what it was. And when you listen to the interviews, when you listen to the interviews of the women and the two men also that I interviewed in my 26 interview work, almost without exception, almost I say, because there is one for sure, you will hear the people talk about throwing open the door, opening a gate, turning a light on. I mean, there's a lot of different phraseologies, but it all amounts to the same thing, that this was, I think Charlotte West put it best, next to the 19th Amendment, this is the single most important piece of legislation affecting women in the United States in the 20th century.